What's the first thing you think of when I say scattered, smothered, and covered? If you said hash browns, then at some point in your life, you've probably had breakfast at the Waffle House Diner. The Waffle House is quite an experience at all times of the day or night, and for decades, you could only pay with cash. It's a true slice of Americana. The food is served hot, and a very popular way to order your hash browns is scattered, smothered, and covered. This means they are scattered on the grill, smothered with diced onions, and covered with melted cheese. When you place your order, it's called out to the cook for everyone to hear. Now, what do hash browns have to do with the truth I feel compelled to share with you today? Absolutely nothing. But I can't stop thinking about the phrase scattered, smothered, and covered, and how it relates to both the early church in Acts and to us today. Here's why. In Acts chapter 6, we are introduced to a follower of Christ named Stephen. He is full of faith and the Holy Spirit. He was chosen to be one of seven deacons to help serve in the early church. Stephen is arrested for taking a bold stand for Christ and charged with blasphemy against Moses, God, the law, and the temple. An angry mob accused him, and they even had false witnesses lying under oath. Then, just one chapter over, in chapter 7 of Acts, Stephen is basically given the mic to speak, and does he ever? He gave his accusers a God-filled history lesson and sermon that cut them to the core. He boldly preached the good news of Jesus, and in doing so, they were consumed with rage, so much so they ran him out of the city and stoned him to death. Stephen's last words were a prayer for those throwing the stones. Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Then in chapter 8, we read this, Acts 8:1. And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. The church scattered all throughout Judea and Samaria. Remember some of the last words of Jesus before his ascension into heaven? You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. This scattering immediately began fulfilling the Great Commission. They were smothered. This moment in church history was marked by intense persecution. Saul, later to be Paul, at this point watched Stephen being stoned. He was pulling men and women from their homes and dragging them to prison. The early church seemed smothered, yet even in the midst of a dark cloud of oppression, Stephen's death became a powerful catalyst for exploding the gospel to the ends of the earth. They were covered. Just as Jesus said, they were covered by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And these early believers were on fire for Jesus, preaching, teaching, healing, and performing miracles. They knew they were not alone, and they followed God's leading, spreading the gospel in power and boldness. Church, be encouraged. The days may get dark. We may be scattered. You may feel smothered, but press on. Know that you are covered by God's grace and filled with His Spirit to reach a lost and dying world with the love of Jesus. That's the truth. I'm Lori Klein.